Radio Universidad de Los Lagos presenta su programa en inglés. Oh, yeah. Let's Go. Un espacio dedicado a difundir la práctica de esta lengua extranjera en nuestra comunidad universitaria. Acompáñenos y sepan cómo el conocimiento del inglés puede ayudarnos a tener más y mejores oportunidades en nuestras vidas. Conduce el profesor Luis Ruiz Pailalet.
Good morning, everyone. We are here at Universidad de los Lagos. We are starting this radio program that is supposed to spread the knowledge of English. And this morning I have two guests. They work with us here. One of them is a professor and the other one is a student.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
That was Professor
Eduardo Sainz.
Uh-huh. And he works here in the CTI, or Competencias Transversales en Inglés, section of this university. And with us is also Mr.
Angelo Rosales.
That's Angelo. Angelo Rosales works in close collaboration with Professor Saez. Angelo is a student of English pedagogy here at the university.
Can I say something? Sorry, I just want to check and correct my surname. It's not Saez, but Sainz.
Oh, I'm very sorry, because my boss is Carmen Gloria Saez.
Okay.
So I thought that you were
just familiar. In case.
Yes. So you see, it's Mr. Sainz, just like the Spanish singer.
Yes.
Maybe they're family.
No, that is Sainz.
Okay. Sainz, really?
Yes, but mine is Sainz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so Professor Sainz has been working at this university for some years, but I would really like to ask him, like, when you started to work with us.
That was like about more than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The year probably was 1997, if I'm not mistaken, when I...
That's 21 years ago.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was part-time professor teaching for the Departamento Humanidades. Yes, that was 1997.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And at that time, you were coming from another institution?
Well, yes, I was teaching at the same time at the high school, St. Thomas College.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the chance to start working here at that time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So actually, I was working in two places at the same time.
Okay, so you had like a double income.
Yes.
Which is
a good
idea.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, it's a good idea these days. And Angelo, can you tell us about yourself? What is your background?
I started studying here in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of problems here in this university,
Did you say problems?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, because it was very difficult for me to get into the university.
Mm-hmm.
First, because I started studying English pedagogy because I love English, but I didn't like very much teaching. But as I progressed in the module, I started to get into the teaching, and now I love it, and I want to graduate as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yes, it was very difficult for me because I'm not very good at studying.
You find it difficult to find the right time to study?
Yes, because I'm sometimes very distracted.
Okay, so yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Same thing happens to me. No worries. You have already done some progress. You are probably in the fourth year of studies.
And here?
Yes.
No, I have been studying like 6 years because I failed some courses, and I had some, as I said before, I had some problems, but I could overcome.
And which subjects would you consider are difficult for you?
Didactics. And the modules that have to do with the research,
right?
Because you have to read a lot,
yes,
and you have to investigate, and you have to be very careful when selecting some materials to add in your thesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult.
You're already in the process of writing the thesis or dissertation.
Yes, I'm analyzing my results now.
I see,
and he's helping me at the same time.
Yes.
I mean, Angelo was one of my last former students, mm-hmm, in the program, in the teaching program, mm-hmm, and now he has been my TA.
Yes.
And he has been a great, great support. And yes, I'm very happy having him with me, helping me, supporting me, and very good.
What qualities did you see in Angelo to become your teacher assistant?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, because I met him as a student, mm-hmm, and he was one of my students, as I said before. But now, I mean, it's just has been like a surprise. knowing him much better,
yeah,
and he's very skillful, mm, and he knows a lot of how to use the computer, and he has very good ideas. His level of English is quite good,
mm-hmm,
and in selecting materials, we both do the same thing. We select some material to prepare. He helps me in preparing my lessons with my students, and
Well, I do relate to what you're saying, because we are digital immigrants, while this guy is a digital native.
Of course, yes, he is.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can see him when he goes to our area, that he's all the time like they're into the laptop.
Yes, can you picture me now having like a brand new computer notebook?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've been suffering getting familiar with that new
software and stuff.
Yes, yes, so he has been a great, great help right now.
Yeah, certainly he's a young man in his generation were born with computers. See, and let me ask you, Eduardo, you before joining this university, you said that you were teaching in high schools?
Yes, I did.
When did you become a teacher?
Well, first I went to Universidad Austral,
mm-hmm,
where I studied English there, mm-hmm, for about 5 years, and then I came back to Osorno again, and then,
because you are from Osorno?
Yes, I'm from Osorno,
okay,
and then I have the chance to do some diplomas, to further my studies in England.
Uh-huh.
So
where did you go in England?
I went to Cambridge.
Ooh.
And so I studied there, and then I was back here in Chile again, here in Osorno. And
how long were you in Cambridge?
For a couple of months, mm-hmm, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so mainly methodology, didactics, okay, that area. And then I was back here again, and then I had the chance to further my study, and I went up to the United States, where, mm-hmm, I got my master's degree,
mm-hmm,
and I was back here, then I have the chance to start working here at this university. It has been a great, great experience. I have been very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like most, I would say, being in class with my students. That's what I really value. And when I realize that I'm very, very happy being with my students, mm-hmm, working with them, teaching them this language, and
Okay, well, you have been around the world.
I would say that's great.
Because you can actually use the English that you learned here. And then realize that there are different accents and
yeah.
you know, aspects of the language that cannot be covered in the classroom.
Of course, yes.
See?
So I'm still, I mean, in touch with my friends back in England and mm-hmm. back in the United States. And then I was working with a project here, PMI, mm-hmm. and I had the chance to go back to England again. And so at that time
I went... How many years later?
Well, that was like 7 years later, probably, I had the
from
chance...
From the first time that you were there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this time I had the chance to go to the northern part of England. I went to university.
How far did
Hull.
You go?
Yes, that was Hull University.
Hull?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a brand new experience as well. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. And then... the main focus of my study was how to set a self-access room where a student can go to a special room and to do different activities. Mm-hmm. So this is what we have here in the program today. We have a self-access room where a student from different major, different study, different field, different levels of English, they go there, they gather there in this school, in this classroom, to practice the language.
Let me ask you there, like, I have seen this self-access room, but
yes.
Anyone that is in this university can go
of
and
course.
Have access there?
Of course.
But do they have to register?
Yes. Okay. Well, we have...
Let us know, please.
Okay, we have this classroom for everyone, okay? For students, for teachers, for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are like a 9-student monitor, as we call them, and they help the users that go there to help to fulfill their needs
yeah.
with the language.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to somehow select these guides in the?
Yes, they are mainly coming from the English program,
mm-hmm.
and we select them with the whole staff,
mm-hmm.
and mainly in March mainly, and we check all the students and we select them, and then they start working like in April.
Right.
Okay.
Is it a paid
yes.
sort of job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So probably if a good student of English is interested in having some
of
extra
course,
money,
they
yes. can apply for this.
They are more than welcome to apply job. To be part of our team. Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Yes.
And also we are thinking that we can give this chance to other students who are mm-hmm. very, I mean, they have a very good level of English as well.
Yeah.
So they can apply, they can apply as well, okay, to be part of the our team.
Right.
Yes.
And is that your case, Angelo? Did you become a monitor in the access room?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I couldn't apply. I wanted to in the past, but I never had the time to do it.
Yeah,
because in the program we have a lot of work, a lot of modules, mm-hmm. like 8 per semester. Yes,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't fit my schedule
yeah.
with.
Okay, you have a very busy schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear that Professor Sainz, he had the chance to go abroad? Did you know that the students of pedagogy can also apply for scholarships and spend a term abroad at least, or they can even have like they can further their studies after they graduate?
Yes, but I never applied to. No.
Well, would you be interested in doing something like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, but I'm in a difficult situation now because mm-hmm. I don't have many support in terms of family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live only with my grandmother
mm-hmm.
and I'm taking care of her now.
Okay.
So in the future, I would like to visit some countries abroad.
Okay, so then does that mean that your grandmother only relies on you?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Yeah, one of the things that I would like to let the rest of the university know is that if you have studied here at a public university and you have like good grades, you have the chance to apply for a world-class university, and you can get a scholarship if you go and visit becaschile.cl. You will surely get information on how to do the application process in order to be accepted in a major university. And that's what I did like 8 years ago. When I was 45, my goodness, I was really old.
Yeah, I still have time.
Yes, you have a lot of time. Thing is, like, you have to do a lot of paperwork in order to be at least eligible to be accepted first by the foreign university. So I would like to stress that all the good students in this university have the chance to go and study abroad. Now, the one condition is that they have to have good marks, like over 5.
And the desire as well. And the desire to experience this. I mean, I think that we all start from scratch, you know, that we don't have the fun, as Angelo said, but to check around and to see the chances that we might have to go abroad and to further our studies.
Yes, yeah. Certainly. And
well, it's a whole experience, okay? And it's a learning experience.
It is a life experience. And and I have been to the UK.
Yes.
So we would like more people to go there. Perhaps now we will have a little break and then we will come back. Is there a song that you would like to listen to in English?
Yes.
Yes, which one?
Warriors from Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Yes, it's a very good song.
All right, so yes. We will ask our
motivational
DJ.
Song.
Okay. Our DJ will find it for us.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be back.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change. But it was just a dream. Yourself, your spirit never dies. Farewell, I've gone to take my throne above. But don't weep for me, 'cause this will be the labor of my love.
Okay, guys, we are back here having this lovely conversation with Angelo and Professor Science. As we were saying a few minutes ago, everyone has a chance to go and study abroad. The one condition is to have good grades. So you know that hard work pays. So you should concentrate. Then let me ask Professor Science, what does the CTI section, or what does he do in CTI in order to spread the knowledge of English at the university, of course?
Well, at present, we have like 13 different majors. Mm-hmm. And so we have students. How we support? No, so we have a team of 9 teachers as well. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to teach English to all these students. And
everyone has to study English at this university, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we constantly check our programs. Mm-hmm. And we try to update our method, and in a way to see how students are learning the language. Mm. And we test them the first year with a test just to see their level of English. And then at the end of some of them, they have to study, they have 4 modules, and others they have like 6 modules of English. So at the end of the of their these 4 modules, or at the end of these 6 modules, we give them the same test again to see how they improve the learning of English, of the language.
Do you know how many hours of English they get per semester?
Well, we have this study that our target is to that students should be finishing with level B1.
Yeah.
Okay, B1.
Perhaps you can tell our audience about the levels of English or let's say European languages, because, well, B1 is one of the tiers.
Well, the first one is A1. Mm-hmm. Level. Mm-hmm. And then we have A2 level, and then we have the intermediate level, which is B1.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we aspire.
Yes.
Our students to reach.
Yes. I mean, that is what we want to, like, our students should get at least B1. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we know that to be a good professional, and when they start working, so our students should have this plus, as we call it. Mm-hmm. Like beside being prepared, like being a good nurse, for example, or being a good math teacher, or being a good physical education teacher. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we are helping them to have a good level of English.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the future, because you never know that they may apply an international company or further their study abroad. So we are giving them all this tool to our student.
Yeah.
To be very well prepared professionally.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So this is something very good that we have in this university.
Do we give like a standard test to the students?
Yes.
In order to assess their level?
Yes. Okay, that's what I said. Like the first thing we do in our program, we assess our students.
Mm-hmm. So through which test?
Well, we started with a TOEIC test. Mm-hmm. Now we have PET. Mm-hmm. So why TOEIC? Just because we found out at that time that the Minister of Education and Corfo and most
institutions?
Yes, they assessed the student with that test.
Yeah.
So that's why we thought about it. So students should get familiar with the format of the test, what kind of sections the tests have, and mainly they test on reading comprehension and listening comprehension.
Yes.
Now, we changed last year, and now we are assessing our students with using another international English test, which is PET, and we incorporated speaking ability as well.
Yeah.
So now we are helping our students to be very well prepared in reading, listening, and speaking.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's a big challenge, you know.
The so-called passive skills, like reading and listening now.
Yes.
The stress is on the active skills.
Right.
Yes. Angelo, have you ever taken one of these tests?
The ones that the professor mentioned before? No.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. I only took the aptitex test. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get a C. And I think they are very standard tests.
Sorry, Angelo, but C is very high level, okay?
So it goes from A to D, something?
Yes, C level, as Angelo said, it's very high, like advanced, right?
Oh, okay, yes. So that's good news.
Yes. Those tests are very standard, and I think we have to focus more on speaking and the productive skills, mm-hmm. which are more important. We have like students who understand English by listening or reading them, but they cannot produce the language, and that's important. We have to work on that.
Yes.
We have a lot of students who can't express themselves in English. They can't use the verbs to express themselves.
They sort of stutter when it comes to speaking.
Yes, and I have a personal situation, which is with my girlfriend. I will speak about her, because I tried to practice English with her, but she never wanted to talk to me. In English. Saying in English, yes.
Yes. But is she also a student of pedagogy?
No.
No?
No, she studied
business,
yes.
I see, okay.
Yes.
But she knows English.
She understands English, but now she is working in a, how do we call that, an institute?
Yeah.
Here in Osorno, and now she is starting to talk to me in English.
Okay, so she's somehow reluctant, or maybe she's shy?
She was shy, and now she's learning English.
It's really interesting, because when I was studying in the last master's that I did in UK, I had colleagues, they were teachers of English in China and in Korea.
Yeah.
And whenever we discussed what is most difficult for the students, it's like they always complain that their students wouldn't speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I asked them why they thought it was the situation was like that, they said, well, because they have like stage fright.
Yes, they are shy.
They don't want to be ridiculed by their mates.
Yes.
And that is exactly the same situation in Chile.
Yeah.
There's some sort of bullying that goes on in the classroom, you see.
What I forgot to mention about the level, and speaking about the different levels of English according to this English standard test, is that the fact that when I say that I took the test and my level is B1, that is very well understood all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I go to Germany, or if I go to France, or if I go to China, as you said before, or if I go to Russia, and if I say my level of English is C1, or C2,
yeah, which is
or
top,
A, yeah, or A1 or A2, everybody, I mean, understands that.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I mean, I don't have the meaning of each level here with me right now.
The descriptors.
Yes, but they are very well
defined.
Yes, defined. Mm-hmm. Which each level means. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So that is very, very important.
Incidentally, what is your level, Professor Science?
My level of English.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that whenever I have taken the test, C1, C2.
Yes, you yes. are. Yeah. Everyone here in the CTI section has these top levels.
Yes.
So you should be sort of proud that the teachers here have such
yes.
high knowledge of English. See?
Yeah.
Then, okay. In the future, then, Angelo, would you like to perfect your knowledge abroad in an English-speaking country?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
See?
Yes, because here we don't practice English.
Mm-hmm.
We don't practice in everyday life.
Yes.
We don't practice English. We just talk in Spanish, and we don't have people to practice. Even in the English program,
mm-hmm.
students were shy about talking in English in public.
Yeah.
They just talk in English in the classroom and that's it.
Okay.
That's it. So when you face a native speaker, it's a different situation.
Have you ever talked to a native speaker, let's say, of Scottish English or
yes.
Indian English?
Yes, Scottish English, American and British.
Mm-hmm. Is there an English that you find more difficult than other?
Scottish.
Yeah.
The accent is very difficult to understand.
It is difficult to understand, yes.
Personally, where I live in the state, that is the deep south, as they call it in Alabama, they have a very peculiar and particular accent.
Yes.
So, I mean, having all this knowledge of English when I first arrived up there, it wasn't that easy to understand what they were saying just because of the accent.
That's it.
So it took me for a while to get used to the accent.
Right.
Yeah.
See. Well, but fortunately now you have all of this fantastic technology that can help you. Then you can have YouTube, you can have Google, you can have videos and Netflix. Back in my time, there were only cassette tapes.
And dictionaries.
Yes.
I remember that we have dictionary for the English phonetics transcription, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the classic tapes.
We didn't have the chance to listen to.
No, it was really difficult to have.
Just to see the transcriptions, the symbols, how the words were pronounced.
Yes, yes. Yeah. How English was written.
Yes.
In a newspaper, I had to go to the Library of the Chileno Britannico in Santiago, and the papers were like from last week.
Right.
So
yeah,
you just
right,
didn't
yes.
have current texts, and basically, if you didn't have enough time or money, you couldn't have much access to English. See,
yes.
Well, but times have changed. See.
Yes.
Then, we are coming to an end in our conversation.
Yes.
I would really like to thank you for being so generous with your time.
Thank you for the invitation as well. We were a little bit scared.
Yes. We were a little scared.
Okay.
So thank you for the invitation.
No,
and,
on the contrary.
So, yeah.
It is.
Yes.
I am the one that feels gratitude for
Yeah, and I wanted to say something at the end, and to the CTI students that take advantage of what you have in the English CTI, because most of them just go to pass the course and that's it.
Yeah,
they can't take advantage of the language because they will probably use it in the future.
Certainly you will. So that's why we want to make them aware of the fact that
yes.
by knowing English, they will have no limits in their career.
Yeah.
And to finish, Professor Science, is there any song that you would like to dedicate to the audience?
Yeah, why not? Listen to Your Heart.
Okay, I think that one is by Roxette.
So I think so.
Listening to His Heart, we will say goodbye to you, audience. Thank you very much for coming, Angelo and Professor Science.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure. Yes. Bye, audience.
Este fue el programa en inglés Let's Go. Los esperamos en nuestra siguiente edición. See you soon, guys.